2012, 4th of November, Andrew, the Prince of Peace.
waste of time, that.
Go with the flow.
Obviously, at the moment, so much of our sort of thoughts and time is looking, seeking God towards Africa and for the word. So there are many things that we are, that's probably running through our spirits that we, you still don't know where we, you know, exactly where we're falling out at this stage. So many things. But obviously God today is talking about peace.
Yes.
One of the names of our Lord Jesus is that he is the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
And that one of the great symbols of peace which the world has taken is the dove.
Yeah.
And when the Lord Jesus was baptized in the Jordan, and then what happened then? It says the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove. The symbol of peace descended on the peace, Jesus.
Amen.
He said, I am the Prince of Peace. And as Ken said, he also said to us that he left his peace with us.
Yeah.
It's a tangible thing.
Yeah.
It's not something that we should be trying to receive. It is something that should be part of the gift of God in us. Galatians chapter 5. One, you can never get away from scriptures like Galatians and Ephesians. They are very important books of the Bible. They should be to every Christian. They're very key. They have some very key thoughts. They have some very strong thoughts and some very important things to say. Galatians 5 and verse 22. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Peace. It is actually a fruit of the Spirit. It is a manifestation of the Spirit. In the past, we've talked about joy. And people get joy confused with happiness.
Yeah.
Happiness is an emotion.
Yeah.
Joy is a fruit.
Amen.
Joy is a substance. Happiness is just a passing emotion.
Good.
Joy has substance.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Do you get that? Are you happy with that? It's
deep-rooted,
yeah. He's got substance about it.
Yeah,
so, okay. So, in the same way, peace is not a feeling.
No.
Peace is not an emotion.
No.
The peace that the world talks about is an emotion.
Yeah.
Real peace is a substance.
Yeah.
It's tangible.
It's a force.
It's a force from God. And so peace is something that is not an emotion.
Amen.
It's not that you suddenly feel, oh, I feel all peaceful.
No.
That's an emotion. That will pass,
will.
Unfortunately.
As soon as things
start to go awry, as soon as things get into some form of disarray, peace disappears.
Yeah,
so you have an emotional peace.
Uh-oh.
It's not going to last. It's not going to keep you.
No.
But when you've got the Prince of Peace,
amen.
And when the Spirit of God is in you and it is causing peace to come out of you, you see,
yeah.
The peace does not come to you.
Yeah.
The peace actually comes from within you.
Amen.
It comes out of you.
Yeah.
You see? Because you and I are rooted and ground and fixed in God.
Amen.
He's the God of peace. He's the Prince of peace. And so when we are rooted and we are grounded and fixed in God, we don't have an emotional peace that says, well, when everything's quiet and everything's nice and steady, I've got peace in my life. Because if that's what you're saying, you don't have peace. You have an emotional experience. And emotional experiences, let me tell you, only last. They're fleeting glimpses of reality of God. They're a fleeting glimpse. They're a passing moment. Jesus did not come and say, I'm leaving you a passing moment. Giving us a lifestyle. He's giving us something that will last forever.
Amen.
When you and I are rooted and grounded and fixed in God.
Yeah.
When that happens, the Prince of Peace resides on the throne. And when the Prince of Peace resides on the throne of our hearts, then peace will rule and will reign within our very lives. Romans chapter 16 verse 20. It says there, the God of peace.
Amen.
The God of peace will soon crush Satan underneath your feet. Romans 16 and verse 20. As soon as the fruit of peace begins to grow in you, as soon as that peace begins to manifest within your very spirit, not outwardly, it's not what you're hearing outwardly that causes peace to come. Because I'll tell you this, you can listen to every TV and radio program and there's not one of us that can give you peace. Told you a few weeks ago, I went to the doctors. You know, they want you to go for these checkups. By the time she'd done, she tried to destroy any emotional peace I had. Come on. This is what happens. You go. They suddenly tell you, well, this could happen and that could happen. You ought to take this and you ought to take that. And then when you get this and that that they've given you and you read what this and that could also do to you, I'm not sure which is the worst. Liver failure. Could cause vomiting. You know, I mean, there's all these things that go with it, you know. Kidney disease, yes, and so it goes on. Could cause palpitations, and you think, oh, try it on the toilet first and see if that has palpitations or has anything else. We need to go to the Prince of Peace. You know, people, we serve a risen Saviour. We serve a risen Lord. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the one who brings peace is the one that carries peace in him. And he said, my peace I give to you. I leave it with you. So he's not taking it away from us. Nothing has been taken from us, but all the time he has given to us. God's not taking from you, God is giving to you. That you might give back to him, pressed down, shaken, that, you know, then he gives back to you, pressed down, shaken together and running over. This is what God does. And so as we bring our worship unto God, then the devil can't steal that. He tries to steal our worship. And our worship comes out of our peace. Our worship comes out of our peace. We're not worshipping him because we're feeling emotionally stable today. Because your emotions can be all... You ladies know what your emotions can be like. You know, it's...
No, it isn't.
I'm telling them, brother. I'm telling them. You know. Amen, brethren. Glory to God. You know, you ladies, I mean, you were made that way. And you go through that cycle and you say, oh, my emotions are all over the place. You know, I can't cope. I can't manage it today. I can't. Grace made a decision. And she said, I'm not under the curse.
Amen.
But I'm under the blessing.
Amen.
And she said, I'm not going to have that happen to me. She made a decision. She came in line with the Word of God.
Yeah.
Choose life and not death.
Amen.
Choose life and not death.
Yeah.
Choose the Prince of Peace. Choose the Prince of Peace. Choose the fruit of the Spirit. Peace. Feast on peace.
Okay.
Be peace. Because it's not about, as I say, it's not about the feeling of something. It's the being. It's the being. And as you move in that realm, people automatically, when you come near them, they feel the peace. Because it is a tangible substance. It's like having an apple tree and you go down the garden. And you go down the garden and guess what's on the tree? Huh? Apples. And so if you fancy an apple, you can take one. And the Bible says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good.
Yes.
Well, try tasting His peace.
Amen.
Because His peace is there to be tasted.
Yes.
It's not an emotion. When you bite into an apple, it will create senses of emotion, but there is substance first. And it's the substance is what is important. The Bible says in John chapter 4 and verse 8, God is love. The very essence of God is love.
And
that is not an emotion.
No.
Oh, there is plenty of love emotion in the world.
Yeah. Plenty of that.
And a lot of it ends up in court.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Called divorce.
Yeah.
That's where a lot of it ends up. It's not love, it's an emotion. It's a fling of a thing for the just at that point in time.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know something? God is not having a fling. He's not having a fling. Because it's not an emotion that he feels towards you in love. It's not an emotion he feels towards you in peace. It is the fact that it is him himself. It's his very being. It's his very substance. It's his very energy. It's his very force. He wants to reach out and touch you. And take hold of you. Like you were saying, John, you know, sometimes it takes a while for it to get through. I sometimes think, oh, why do I stand up here and preach and preach and preach? And then suddenly, Grace used to do this often on me when Bish used to come. I'd preach it for months on subject. And then Bish would arrive, he'd open his mouth. Hadn't been going for more than 10 minutes. And Grace would go, yes! And I'm thinking, I hadn't told Bish what I've been preaching. And I'd been preaching it for weeks. And it's like, hello, is there anybody there? And it's like hitting stone walls. And then suddenly Grace would just go, yeah! And the light came on and I'm thinking, why did I bother for the last 6 months? You feel like you're talking to yourself. Plowing the ground. Sowing the seed. I'm praying, God, give us some quick ground and give us some quick seed. Amen. You see, what stands in the way so often is our reasoning. What stands in the way is we're trying to understand how God functions. Quit. You're wasting good energy. Accept it. You see, all these scientists are still at this point in time trying to prove evolution. Didn't happen. Like they said. There's a group of scientists now that are actually coming back to the theory that God is the creator. Mm-hmm. There is something that they do not understand. That there has to be this mastermind. There has to be this Prince of Peace, the one who created all things, out of his loving kindness. He created all things for you and for me. That psalm says, his loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. And we say, we've put it into a chorus, thy loving kindness is better than life. And you see that loving kindness, peace and love just run together. They're a substance together. They're like bricks and mortar. They run together. They form something. They're a substance. And the love of God just moves in our lives in such a wonderful way. The peace of God is there for each and every one of us. But so often we get caught up with the things of the world. We get caught up with circumstances. Because the devil came to steal. What's he going to steal from you? He said, well, I haven't got a lot of money, so he can't steal my money from me, really, can he? No, but he'll steal your peace.
Well, he didn't with me yesterday, so I was in the word all day.
Right. He'll steal your joy if he gets chance. You see, when you look at Galatians, Galatians tells you there, Galatians 5:22 tells you what the treasures are that God has got for you. Peace, joy, love, patience, kindness, gentleness. These are wonderful treasures of the Spirit.
Amen.
That he has got for you.
Yeah.
That are yours. They are from God.
Yes.
They come via the Spirit.
Yes.
And the Spirit is God. God is Spirit. He sent his Holy Spirit. And that out of each and every one of us, this fruit would grow.
Amen.
And every time somebody walks past you and they take hold of the fruit of peace, wow. Wow. I know over the years people have visited us, visited our house. And one of the comments that many times has been said about the place that we live in, there is such a peace in this place. Why is that? Because we allow the Prince of Peace to live there. It's not about the fact that we don't have any, you know, that we're not disagreeing with one another, we're not arguing, we're not fighting. It's about who lives there.
Amen.
With us. Not just us, but who lives there with us. And that's the Prince of Peace. And when we allow the Prince of Peace to rule and reign in our lives, then he brings with him the fruits of the Spirit.
Yeah.
And they will manifest themselves. The peace of God that passes all understanding shall guard you, shall protect you, shall keep you, shall be the one who directs all things for you. If you live in circumstances where there's no peace, then you need to seek God. You need to seek the fruit of the Spirit of God, which is peace. Because It is what you have a right to have. Not as the world gives, but as God gives to us. Greatest fertilizer in the world is the Word of God.
Yeah.
It will cause fruit to grow in your life. It's great fertilizer.
Amen.
It's a living book. It's a book of revelation. It's a book of peace. It's a book of joy. It's a book of power. It's all about the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is peace. Because the king of the kingdom is Jesus, and he is the Prince of Peace. So it must be a kingdom of peace. It's not a kingdom of war. You know, we were talking the other week about King David, weren't we? King David was a king of war. And for 40 years he was on the throne. And for 40 years they had war. But when the son of the promise came,
Amen.
Solomon.
Amen.
Solomon was given another name, actually. Jedidiah. And that name means beloved of God. I had to just think hard then for a moment. Jedidiah means beloved of God. So he had two names. One of his names was beloved of God. And when the beloved of God was born, and he became king, it says when his reign started, so did peace.
Amen.
And he ruled for 40 years.
Yeah.
And for 40 years, the nation had peace.
Yeah.
Wow. It's a symbol, it's a picture, it's a shadow, it's a type of the King of Kings.
Amen.
The Lord of Lords. Our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That peace will come when the beloved of the Lord takes his place,
Amen.
On the throne of our hearts.
Amen.
Then peace will rule and reign.
Amen.
It's in the book.
Amen.
There's a type, there's a shadow. The reality should be in our lives now. The type and the shadow is there to let us know this is what God intends to do.
Amen.
And he did it for that 40 years of peace, absolute peace. Nations came and worshipped. Nations came and brought gifts to him. Nations came to see the wisdom and to see the blessing of God on his life. And when they came in, they felt the peace of God. And peace ruled for 40 years. Well, let me tell you this. The Prince of Peace intends to rule for eternity. And he wants to start right now on your heart, in your life, in my life, so that we're not disturbed by things around. What is going on in the world? The difficulties, the challenges that are going on in the world. And in the end, everything these days is moving so fast. Everything is so connected and is moving so fast. Scientists used to say that if a butterfly flapped its wings in South America, it had an effect somewhere on the other side of the world. And the truth is now, when somebody presses a button on a computer on one side of the world, it can have a dramatic effect somewhere else on the other side of the world. It's as easy as that. When somebody messes with the financial system in the US, it has an effect right throughout the rest of the world. It's gone global. Let me tell you this. If the church, the true church of Jesus Christ, was to let the power of God flow through them, it would have an effect on the other side of the world. Amen? Everything now is so connected, but let me tell you this. And so, because of it being so connected, you and I struggle to deal with these things. The world, what somebody does over in America, somebody tries to counteract it in China, India, somewhere else, and in Europe. And so it's yo-yoing backwards and forwards. There's a global fight, there's a global war going on. And it's going on because, do you know something? The Prince of Peace is not reigning over the universe, over the earth, should I say. He's not there ruling and reigning. We've kicked him out. Yeah. We've said we don't need you. So he's took his hands off the circumstances and situation for the time being. Yeah. And said, I'll let you run the mess. But he's watching on. Amen. And even in the mess, for each and every one of us, that allow the Prince of Peace to rule and reign in our lives, he can make a way where there is no way. He can feed over 2 million people in a wilderness for 40 years. He can bring water out of a stone. He can cause manna to come down from heaven every day, 6 days a week, and a double portion on the sixth day for 40 years. Clothing didn't wear out. Thanks, John. Glory to God. Keep preaching it. Shoes didn't wear out. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches in glory through Christ Jesus. Amen? This is the God of peace. You see, even in turmoil, you can have peace. It's part of His nature. It's part of Him. The Bible says that you're in Christ and Christ's in you. So if He's the Prince of Peace, then the Prince of Peace is living inside us. Did Jesus get disturbed when He was on the Sea of Galilee and the storm blew up? And He said to the disciples, come, let us go to the other side. There's a dozen of them in the boat. Half of them are expert fishermen. Jesus says, come, let us go to the other side. So He goes and thinks, I'll have a rest. He lays down. A gentle rock in the boat, he falls asleep, he's tired, he's exhausted, he's been ministering, laying hands on the sick, casting out demons, feeding them. So off they go. And on the way across, the storm blows up. One of the worst ones I've seen for a while. Water's coming over the side. They're bailing out. And as fast as it's coming in, it's going out and etc., you know, trying to get it. And we're going to drown. We're going to drown. Peace has suddenly left the disciples. But He's in the boat. He's in the boat. He's asleep. And they're looking. You see, they didn't have peace. They had an emotion. Well, when you've got an emotion, it can be replaced by another emotion. You've got this emotion of peace. Something goes wrong, panic strikes. Now fear begins to be another emotion. What am I going to do? Oh, what am I going to do? You know, thing. Oh, it's going to be a disaster. This, you know, things are never going to go right. And you're in panic. And then you hear the still small voice saying, "My peace I leave with you." Not as the world has peace. That's what it means. They have an emotional peace that changes with the winds and the waves and the news that arrives in on the wind. And the disciples suddenly realised that they didn't have the peace of Jesus. They had an emotion. Wake him up! Wake him up! Get him bailing out! Give him a bucket! We're going to sink! Emotions are running high. Jesus is awakened. It's like, what's the matter? "Master, do you not know we're going to sink?" It's an emotion. It's called fear. "I'm going to drown. Help me. Take a bucket and bail out some water." Jesus got up. He probably threw the bucket over the side. Walked to the front of the boat and stood there. And said, "Peace." Whose peace? Not the disciples. Theirs had left them some time ago. He stood there and said, "Peace. Be still." It says immediately the wind stopped. The wind went and the waves went and settled. And the disciples with their buckets went, "Wow." Did you see what I've just seen? And they went, "Yeah. Who is this man? Who is he?" They're with him 7 days a week. And they still do not know who he is. Who is he? The Prince of Peace. Who is he? The Prince of Peace. And it says, and immediately they were on the other side. Have you noticed that's what peace does for you? It will immediately take you to the other side of that difficulty, that circumstance, that challenge. Immediately it's over. Because there's victory with the Prince of Peace. There's victory in Jesus. There's victory all the time when you let the fruit of the Spirit flow from you, when you let it grow and you feed it with the Word of God. It's the only way. And if it's not happening for you, don't blame God. Don't blame your church. Don't blame your pastor. There's only one in the end that can feed you and fertilize you every day, and that's yourself. And that's the Word of God. And as you partake of the Word of God, He will do things for you. The Bible, we started off the service and we said, we are more than conquerors. Why are we more than conquerors? Because the Prince of Peace should rule and reign in our life that causes us to be the conqueror of conquerors. That every circumstance, every situation is defeated through Jesus, the Prince of Peace. Through the peace that He left for you and for me. That will flow through us. That is what should be flowing through us. Don't look at the circumstances. That's what the disciples did. And it brought a different, it brought an emotion. It brought fear. Remember the epileptic boy? We talked about that one recently. Spirit of epilepsy, being thrown into the fire. Luke's Gospel. And it was what the disciples saw caused them to doubt and to fear. Their emotions changed again. Look at the Prince of Peace. Don't look at the circumstances. Don't look at the circumstances. Look at the God of the circumstances. Look at the God who is above all things. The creator of all things. The maker of all things. Look at him. The Bible says, look up. From whence your redemption, your help comes from.
Amen.
Look up. Don't get caught by the emotions around you. The other Saturday, no, Wednesday, Dharma had some emotions. I saw them in our house. He was watching football.
Oh, bless him.
Is that not true? Did you not have some emotions?
Yes,
I did. Yeah. Oh! When goals were scored. When they were just missed. It's an emotion. The high that your team's just won or lost. Countenance changes. Does it not? You know, when your team's won, my team's just won. Or when you, if it's lost, it's like, we'll just, we're not talking about that. We're not even going to discuss it. But when your team's won, oh yeah, you'll talk about it all you can. Loud as you can. You know, as if you had anything to do with it. Yeah, you spent money on them too, you know. Pay for these excessive wages for these guys that can only manage to play 90 minutes a week. It's an emotion. And it can change like that by the result at the end of 90 minutes. Well, guess what? God's not in just for 90 minutes. He's in for eternity. How long are you going to be in for? You're going to play the full match?
You're
going to play a full match all the way? Or are you going to bail out at half time? We'll have extra time or whatever time it is, but we're going for it, aren't we? You know. And you know, many people try and quote that the Word of God says that, you know, 70 years and that's it, you're going to struggle. That's not what it... No, that was not right. Better not get onto that subject today. It's not 70 years. No, rubbish. Moses lived for 120. And his eyesight didn't fail. It says God had to kill him. I don't know what age I'm still going to be riding motorbikes at, but I'm still going to be riding for a long time. Glory to Jesus. Still going to be working in the kingdom for a long time. Never mind what the doctor tries to do with my emotions. What they try to tell you. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. And when the devil comes in to steal your peace, you can't touch Jesus. Can't touch Jesus. You can only touch emotions. You can touch your emotion. You can't touch Jesus. So if your peace begins to disappear, you know it was only emotion. You need to find the real peace. Get into the Word of God. Find it in this book. Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. I've come that you might have peace. You see, life without peace is not an abundance.
No.
It's a worry, it's a stress. It fills doctors' surgeries, hospitals and psychiatric wards. The absence of real peace. Can't replace it with pills. Don't work. You replace it with Jesus. The Prince of Peace. Hallelujah. Praise His wonderful name. Let's remember, if you want peace, you will find that you won't have to fight anymore, because Romans 16 and verse 20 says, the God of peace, who lives in you, who abides in you, who indwells in you. I'll do an amplified translation for you. Shall soon crush, destroy, smash to pieces, break into small particles of dust and blow him away.
Yeah.
Right underneath your feet. God will do it. Hallelujah. That is what God will do. But that is what living and allowing the Prince of Peace to live in our lives will do. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let Him live. Let Him breathe. Let Him move in you.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I trust that's, you know, it's flowed on and continued.
I personally believe that we are really visited by the Lord today.
Amen.
And this is a great, great message. Thank you for sharing your experience with us. We dearly love you. We appreciate every time you share your heart with us. Because that's the kingdom of God. Not putting on faces, but being real with one another. In the message, something came and struck my spirit. And I related that to what Christine said, the discipline she gave herself, not like she's imposed to read the Bible and to spend time with God, but it's part of her life. She's now breathing that. And in the message today, I heard Bishop saying that peace, it doesn't come on us, but it comes out of us. And it's a revelation to me. Yeah. I know Jesus is there. He lives in me. But how many times have I allowed my emotions to take over when He's there? He didn't leave me. He's still there. But my emotions really take control. Though peace should have come out of the inside of me, is not a special, a magic prayer that will bring peace in my life. No, it's there, available. And I have to collaborate with God, to collaborate with the Prince of Peace, who is there, and bring up to the surface to influence my emotions. So that peace will not come from far away. It's already there. So thank you very much, and may the Lord bless you for that. And thank you for that. I think you just stimulated me to fall again in love with my Bible.
The Prince of Peace. Praise His name. We all get caught by the devil and the emotions, don't we? But today, let's take heed. Let's make it lifestyle. Let the peace of God rule.